coming together to worship. We need to worship God everywhere we are. And we need to worship God by coming together in joint worship as well. Today I want to talk to you about farming. About spiritual farming. You know, every believer is a result of someone doing spiritual farming. Everyone. Sowing and reaping is part of every Christian's life. And each one is in a different stage, or maybe even several different stages of growth. Now, Jesus taught this parable, the parable of the sower, from a boat to the multitudes. And then he explained in detail to his disciples what it meant. I'm so glad that he did that. And we're going to look at that passage today as he describes this and helps us to know what he's talking about and understand that. So let's start with Matthew chapter 13 and the first 8 verses. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. And others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your word. We thank you for this parable where you teach us about life, what our purpose is. Lord, we thank you for the privilege that we have of holding your word in our hands, being able to study your word and read your word and grow closer to you. Thank you, Lord, for this time that has been set aside that we may join together as believers to come before your throne. And Lord, may your Holy Spirit fill this place that you might work in each life and each heart. Thank you for your word, and thank you for the seed, and thank you for Christ. Be with each one this morning, Lord, in a mighty and special way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's turn down to verse 18 through verse 23, where Jesus explains this parable. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that receives seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word of God, heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So this parable that Jesus had given, we have explained here. And it has to do with spiritual farming. Every one of us, whether you know it or not, is a farmer. God has made us that way. He has made us to plant seed. And we're going to look at that this morning. The first part, the first point, has to do with the sower. The sower. Now, this is a sower with a O instead of an E. Not one who mends clothes, but one who casts seed. And our first question about this sower is, where is this sower going? What is the purpose of this sower? Where is he going? What is his purpose in life? What does a sower do? Well, a sower is going into the field. It doesn't do any good to throw seed on the sidewalk or on the foundation of the house. You go out into the field. And there's a reason for that, so that it might grow. He's going into the field, and the field is the people of the world. A sower goes into the field or into the world among people. We must realize, as a sower, sometimes we are to sow. Sometimes we're to take the word of God, take the seed, and do exactly what this parable is teaching. But sometimes we're to receive that which is sown. Because as a sower, we're also part of the field. And sometimes we're to receive the seed, which is being spread by another sower as well. So we get to be part of both being sower and being the field here as mankind. The next question is, what is the importance of this sower's work? Why is it so important for the sower? Why is his job so important? Well, unless he sows, the field will not produce. How many of you have a favorite grocery store that you like to go to? It took a sower sowing seed so that you can get something out of the grocery store. Think about that. Every one of us eats something that somebody else grew. That's the way it is with us spiritually as well. Every one of us are partakers of what somebody else grew. And yet we get to also grow things that other people are blessed with as well. Unless this sower sows, the field will not produce. Unless he sows, there will be no harvest. Well, here's the field. Let's just see what happens. I'm not going to put seed in it this year, though. What do you think is going to happen? The law of the harvest. What you plant is what's going to grow. The next question is, how does a sower then represent every believer? How is the purpose of the sower represented here as Christians? Well, the Bible tells us that we're to go and teach all nations in Matthew 28. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. That is sowing seed. That's taking the gospel to the world, to people, the message of the Bible to the world. That is sowing seed. That is a command, by the way. We are commanded to sow the seed. We are to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Not just me as a preacher, by the way. A lot of people think, well, you're the preacher, you preach. But the Bible tells all of us to take the word of God. Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Sowing seed. And like this parable says, some of it falls on ground that it won't grow in. But he doesn't tell us to not sow, but to sow. Cast it out there. And by the way, they didn't have that high-tech equipment that we have today that measures everything and puts it in nice pretty rows and plants it. They went out with a bag of seed and they broadcast that and they walked across that field and they gave it all they had. All day long they went out there and sowed in the field. And the same thing is true, and that's the principle that's talking about here. We're to do that with the Word of God. We are to be witnesses for Christ until he returns. Acts 1:8. He shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Sow seed all over the world. And today we can do that. You can get on that little electronic device you have, and you can communicate with somebody in China, in Japan, Philippines, instantly. It's amazing. How long does it take to plant a seed? One seed. One little tomato seed. How long does it take to plant it? Not very long. We are to be an example as believers. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Doesn't matter your age, you can sow the word of God. Take the word of God. God's word is a seed. What seed he gives you is not to put in your pocket. It's to plant. The word of God that he gives you is to share with others. The sower, the purpose of the sower is to take the seed to the field. To spread it around in the field. To take to the world, to take to people of the world, and to spread it around. And by the way, it's not our seed. It's his. We are the sower, which means we are working for the master. As such, we take the seed he gives us and we plant it where he tells us to plant it. In this case, out into the world. To man, woman, and child. That they might receive it. That they might bear fruit. The second thing I want to look at today is the seed. The seed itself. The seed has to be sown. So our question is, what is this sower sowing? And I've kind of gotten into that already. He's sowing the Word of God. But he is sowing seed in expectation of a good harvest. Think of a farmer going out there putting in thousands and thousands of dollars worth of seed. Does he expect what he gets out of that to be more than what he put into it? He better, or he won't be in business very long. When you plant a garden, you put a few seeds in the ground expecting it to produce much from that one little seed. And that's exactly what the Word of God will do as well. We need to expect God's Word to grow as it goes out. But it has to be put in the right ground. And many times we don't totally know what is in the ground. But God does. God knows what is out there. God knows the heart of man. We think, well, that's a hard ground. Nothing's going to grow there. There's no use of me wasting my time giving the gospel to that person. Wrong. The word of God, as you see here, was cast to all. Some of it didn't take root. We'll get into that. Some of it fell on hard, stony places, and it didn't produce fruit. But he didn't say, don't throw it there. Don't hold it back. But give it all out there. The Bible tells us that the seed is the word of God. In the same parable over in Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, he tells us this. He says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. Wow. Well, how do I sow the word of God? It's all bagged up for you right here. All you have to do is pick up the bag and look at the seed. And take it out into the field. Many times, we pick up the Word of God and we think, wow, that's amazing. What did I just read? What am I looking at? What did I just learn? And that's seed that we take out into the world. We come to church and we study the Bible and we go to the Bible studies and we have Sunday school and we have the Word of God here and we get to gather seed. But that seed is there to help us grow and help others to grow. It's the Word of God. So why should we sow then the Word of God? Why should you sow the Word of God? Well, because only the Bible contains the way of salvation. Only the Bible contains the way of salvation. What is it that the world needs? Riches? Fame? Cars? The world needs life. People need life. And you know what? The Bible offers that. In Acts 4:12 it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Speaking of Jesus Christ. Saved. Why do I need to be saved? Because the Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one. We are all guilty. We have all come short of the glory of God. Because we have all had hard hearts. We have all let the cares and the riches of this world pluck the seed away. But it is God who comes in through the Holy Spirit and tills up our ground. That comes in and fertilizes it and prepares it for the seed so that we receive the seed then into good ground and it bears fruit. Only the Bible is guaranteed to be effective. There are millions of books in our world today, but there is nothing like the Word of God. Neither can there be. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it." It's God's word. It's God's seed. And as it goes forth, God gets glory for it. It's God's crop. We are simply the sower. So how can we sow this good seed? How do we go about it? We can sow by living its message before others every day. By living what the Bible says in our own personal life, in the world. How does the Bible tell me to walk? How does the Bible tell me to talk? How does the Bible tell me to live? How does the Bible tell me to respond in every situation? By living its message before others. You know, I can stand up here and tell you this is what the Bible says. And you can stand there and tell me this is what the Bible says. And we can have a head knowledge of what the Bible says. But it has to pass into our life and become real in our life for it to be seed. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. They know the. In fact, Satan quoted the Word of God with a little twist. And we have a lot of that going on in our world today. We need the Word of God out there. And we have the privilege of sowing the Word of God. We can sow this good seed by talking about God's Word to those we meet. Talking about God's Word. How does God's Word change your life? How has God's Word moved you to do something? How have you seen God's Word affect somebody else? What is God's Word doing with you? Those are the things that we need to let others know. It's called a testimony. It's called talking about what God's doing in my life with someone else. And you know what? We can do that, can't we? How many of us cannot talk? We can talk about all kinds of things, can't we? But how difficult is it for us to talk about what God's doing in my life? Why am I to offend them? I don't find that here. About God's Word. Talk about it. How are they going to know who God is unless they see it in you? Unless they see it in us. We are sowers, right? We're to take that Word of God out there. I'm saved because God's Word says, and tell them. I'm going to heaven because of what God's Word says, and tell them. What are you sure about? What do you know that you know that you know about the Word of God? Tell somebody else. We can sow the good seed by sharing its message through preaching, literature, and other media. Today we have all kinds of media out there. You can get on that same electronic device and you can talk and share the Word of God. In fact, it's so easy today. I can listen to the Bible while I'm in the tractor working. I can listen to the Bible while I'm sitting at the doctor's office in the waiting room. You can communicate with other people. You know, look up this verse. Look what this verse says. You know, and it's so easy to do anymore. You don't even have to go home. You can look it up on your phone. It's so easy to do. It's so simple to share the Word of God today. And it's so easy, and yet it's so difficult sometimes. Because of what the devil might say. What somebody might say. And we can sow the seed by bringing others to church to be around the good seed. Here is where you come to get your bag filled up again with the Word of God. You know, today you should get your bag filled up with the seed. But don't hold that seed in your bag or in your pocket or in your hand. Or set it on the seat beside you when you go home. Plant it. Sow that seed that God gives you this week. Share it with someone else. Let me ask you this question. Are you planting seed? Are you planting seed? Well, that's somebody else's job. Isn't that what we pay the preacher for? Isn't that why we have missionaries? Isn't that what an evangelist is for? Isn't that somebody else's responsibility? It's everybody's responsibility to take the Word of God and share it with someone else. There are people that you will come in contact with that I never will. There's people you know that I don't. You know what? And we need to share the Word of God with people. We have no lack and no shortage of seed. You're never going to run out. So you think, well, I can only plant one today because I only have this much seed. Nope, don't work that way. You can never run out of seed. All you have to do is open up the supply, and there it is. All that you can get. And you know what? The more you do that, the more you sow, the more you plant, the more you plant, the more you sow. Because it's always there. You recognize. We need to remember that the seed will not grow until it is sown into the ground. It has to be put out there. Seed in those little packages don't grow in your garden by being in the package. Seed in them big packages don't grow anything until they get put in the ground. The seed has to be planted. The Word of God has to go into people's lives. And we get the privilege of doing that. The third point is the soil itself into which the seed is sown. The soil. Soil's interesting. Those of you that have grown anything know there's a variety of soils out there. And as if you've been around in different parts of the world, different parts of the United States, you'll recognize that there's different kinds of soil in different places. And even in the same fields, there's different types of soil. What's nice, though, is in all of this, and realizing that we're to sow the seed, God knows what that soil is. And he knows what it will produce and what it will do, even when we do not. So when we look at the soil, it says some seed fell by the wayside. Let's get back into 13 and verse 19, where Jesus is explaining the soils here. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which is sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. This is the seed that fell by the wayside. There are some seed that doesn't make it into the prepared field. When you're broadcasting seed, some of it flings out a little further than others. Sometimes it gets out there in areas that has not been prepared, places where there's walkways or the ground is hard, the wayside. This has to do with hearers that hear but don't understand. Hearing the Word of God, but people that don't understand. Have you talked to someone like that? Someone who has heard you talk, but they just don't get it. They just don't understand. The Bible says that the wicked one comes along and steals the seed. As we talk to people, you will run across this type of soil. You'll run across this type of people. They'll listen and they'll hear, but it don't make any sense. And Satan will come along and make sure that that seed doesn't take root there. He'll come along in that person's life and distract them from being productive in that area, from that seed taking root. So we find then that this soil is unfruitful. The seed that falls by the wayside does not bear fruit. Then some seed fell on stony places. Verse 20 and 21. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word of God, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. This one has to do with stony ground. Now, around here, we have some stony ground. We have some places that are very stony. And the one that can be a real pain is shale. And if you have shale, you know that it sometimes can have a little dirt on top. And something might grow, but because it can't get any depth, can't retain the moisture, though it sprouts up and like it's going to take off, it withers and dies because it has no deepness of root. It has no way to contain the moisture of the ground and pull it up into itself. This is that which falls on stony places. The Bible says when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, he is offended. The heat comes out and he wilts and dies. This little plant. This speaks of one who hears and receives, or the seed is in the ground, but the ground cannot sustain it. Grows a little bit and then dies. Most of us have known some people like that as well, who have received the Word of God and grew a little bit and then wilted and died. Had no depth had no fruit. This soil is also unfruitful. And then some of the seed fell among thorns. Verse 22. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. In this case, he fell among thorns. The seed fell among the weeds. Got in the weeds. And it has to do with one who hears the word. Here's what the word says. In other words, it takes root and it is growing, but it's growing amidst the weeds of the world. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word. Have you ever planted something in your garden and that little plant's just growing? And then all of a sudden, here comes some bindweed and wraps that thing up and just chokes the life out of it. Or some other weeds. And that's what it's talking about here. When the Word of God goes out, and even though that plant was alive, now it is dead because the other plants, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of the riches, have choked it, have pulled it away, have taken the life away from it. We find that this soil also is unfruitful. So these first three, the ones that fell by the wayside, the one that fell on stony places, and the one that fell among thorns, is seed that's going out there. And Jesus explains the different people types here in our world, the different kinds of ground that the word is going to fall on. And these first three show us that there's people out there. In fact, if you put it in perspective, three-fourths of the people are not going to produce fruit from the seed that is sown. But the blessing is that some seed fell on good ground. Look at verse 23. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold and some 60 and some 30. This has to do with the seed that falls on good ground. And that good ground has to do with preparation. And God is the one who prepares. God prepares our ground to receive the Word of God. God is the one that comes in and softens our hard hearts. God is the one who comes in and removes the compaction in our field so that the ground can be ready to receive the seed. God is the one that prepares the way for the seed to be broadcast. Sometimes he uses us for that, to be the tillage equipment in someone else's life, to help them, to prepare them for the seed that's coming. Now, you can't just go out and throw seed anywhere and expect it to flourish. There has to be some scratching of the ground, some working of the dirt for the seed to be able to do what it's supposed to do. And that's what it's talking about, the seed falling on the good ground, the ground that is prepared, the ground that's ready to receive. You know, when we come before God, we should be ready to receive seed. We should be willing to hear what God has to say. We find in this verse 23 that he hears the word of God and he understands the word of God. tells us what he wants us to know. That is the preparation for the seed. And God does that in our lives. And the result is that this ground bears fruit abundantly. You know, ground that has been prepared and seed that has been planted causes growth. And I don't know about you, but I love watching growth. I love watching things to grow. I love watching those little seeds come alive. That dead thing, that dead little seed that has no life to it. With a little water and a little soil, creates a whole new life. And that's exactly what the Word of God does with mankind. It creates a new life. And that life grows. And grows. And grows. How many of you have seen the cornfield over here on the mesa? We haven't seen that cornfield around before, have we? Usually raises hay over there, or grains. But it kind of stands out. And when we drive by there, you know, he changed his pattern for what he was doing over there. But did you notice when he worked up the ground that was there that had alfalfa and grass in it, he worked that ground up to plant a different seed. And he planted a crop that you don't see usually growing around here. And then I remember Jolene talking, we'd go by there and she says, "What is that?" When it was just little, and I said, "I think that's corn or sorghum." But once it got that tall and the pivot sunk, then I knew it was corn. But think about that. He had to go out into the field and he had to work the field. And he had to plant the seed. And if you look at that field, you'll see some of that ground, that seed really grew well. Some of that seed didn't get, some of that corn's only about that tall. And some of it's even shorter. That's kind of a picture of what the Word of God is like when it goes out in the kind of soil that it falls on. Sometimes it just is amazing. I want to walk out there in its field. But it's so pretty, isn't it? What the Word of God does. It's amazing what it can do when it's put in the right place, in the right conditions. Now, that same seed out on the highway wouldn't have the same effect, would it? It wouldn't. Even along the sides of the highway, it wouldn't do the same thing. There's the cares of the rich, of the world and the riches alongside of the highway, the weeds and the things that'll choke it up, harder ground, ground that hasn't been prepared. But the Word of God going out there can bear much fruit. We, as sowers of the Word of God, are just like that man planting that field. We can say, "Well, that won't happen. I'm not going to do that." Then that field would still be unproductive. Well, I've never planted that before. Okay. God says plant it. But that don't grow here. You don't understand. I understand when God says do something to do it, right? Take the word of God where he says to take it. But I'm not a farmer. Go clear back to Adam. It's in your blood. God made Adam to do what? Till the garden. Work the ground. Be a sower. We are to sow the word of God. Are you then sowing seed? Are you sowing seed as a sower? And the next question is, how is your soil? You know, for us to grow, our soil needs to be ready and prepared to receive the word of God, to grow in God's word, to be fruitful and productive. So are you then fruitful or unfruitful for the Lord Jesus? Every one of us can look in our lives, in both being a sower and receiving seed. Where are we? What is our condition? And what does God want to do different in our life? Maybe God has shown you this morning some ways that you can sow the word of God, sow the seed. Maybe there's something in your life this morning that he is showing you need to grow in your life. And your ground needs prepared. He'll do that for you. Ask him. He knows the right piece of equipment to pull into your field. And he knows just how to rip it up. Work it up, fertilize it, get it ready to be productive. And he can do that. Let him open the gate and say, Lord, come in. It's full of weeds. It's full of things that aren't producing. Clear it out and let's get something going. He can do that, can he? Let him. Let's all stand together. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you once again for this time that we can gather around your word. May your word continue to grow in us and bear fruit. May you take your word and strengthen each person here to be productive for you, to bring forth the fruit that you would have in our lives, and that we would be good sowers, that we might serve you in that capacity. And Lord, may you be glorified in both the sowing and in our own lives, in the things that we do. Lord, I pray that as we do share your word with other people in our world, in our lives, that the ground would be prepared in their lives, that the seed might take root and bring forth the fruit that you speak of. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the meaning and the intent behind this parable and showing us how to apply it today. May you guide each one and direct each one. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays right now,